The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Live off the record with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Bahamas Liquidation Center, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call on the show today, the numbers are the same. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, that's 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043, 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. The government of the Bahamas has drafted and is introducing a smuggling of migrants bill 2025. By the way, Darren Pickstock, the newly elected member of parliament for Golden Isles, was sworn in today. And so he's now officially, as far as I know, sworn in member of parliament. I believe that's so. So again, congratulations to him. And he's gonna enter the parliament around a bill that's proving to be controversial. But for what reason? For what reason? It's the Smuggling of Migrants Bill 2025. That's what it's called. Its long title is A Bill for an Act to Strengthen Border Security and International Cooperation to Prevent and Combat Migrant Smuggling, to provide measures for the protection of smuggled migrants, to prescribe penalties for offenses of migrant smuggling, and for matters connected therewith. That's the long title. Short title is the Smuggling of Migrants Act 2025. That's what the bill is about. The smuggling of migrants. Right? But it's gotten caught up now in a bit of hysteria on the part of persons who I have no doubt have not fully read the bill or fully understand the bill, right? And who have listened to others who I would be doubtful, I am doubtful, that they read the bill and fully understand the bill. Otherwise, what is being said about what the bill purports to do would not be said. This bill has issues. To be sure, this bill has issues. We can go through some of those. But what is being said out there about this bill is laughable, quite frankly. It is laughable. But all of a sudden, I know. Oh, you don't take seriously the immigration problem. Oh, y'all always dismissing Bahamians who call in and say there's a problem. But can I say something to start? The Bahamas has a very serious immigration, illegal immigration problem. It is not just a very serious illegal immigration problem involving Haitians. We have an illegal immigration problem involving any number of nationalities where Haitians happen to be the largest portion of the illegal migrators to the Bahamas. We have a problem. And whether the prime minister and the government accepts it or not, even if there is not a crisis in terms of an overblown number, uncontrollable, setting the country on fire kind of crisis, it is a crisis of trust on the question of the handling of illegal immigration in the Bahamas. And if your citizenry believe in the broad that there is a crisis of something, then you have a crisis in terms of their appreciation of what is happening in their country. And that cannot be ignored. It cannot just push that aside and say that, you know, you have to figure out why they feel that way. How they come to feel that way, how long they've been feeling that way. And if it is not true, how to help them better understand what is true. And if it is true, then you gotta show them you understand that it's true and deal with it that way. But there is a serious, serious illegal immigration problem in the country that has evolved over many administrations. And the serious problem is, one, we have large numbers of persons fleeing Haiti and the circumstances in Haiti, seeking to make their way to the Bahamas, either to stay or to transit to other countries, most particularly the United States. That's the first element of the illegal immigration crisis. And we have other people from other countries, whether there are some countries in Africa or from Cuba or from Turks and Caicos or Jamaica or other Caribbean countries, who are also seeking a better life in the Bahamas or to transit from the Bahamas to some other country, most particularly the United States of America. That's the first element of the crisis. The second element of the crisis is there appears to be an undermining of the immigration system of the Bahamas by players who are plying their services and positions in the government to receive funds from illegal migrants. Now, you say, Shivago, where's the evidence of that? Okay, let me tell you all. So that's the perception. That's the perception. And that's a real problem, that perception. But I think that perception, I believe, has some basis in reality, and I have things that come to my attention that causes me to believe that we ought to take seriously this dilemma in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Okay? I can't take you right now to no videotape. But I think there is sufficient circumstantial information out there to suggest we should at the very least accept that something is causing all these reports of malfeasance on the part of some people working within the system to facilitate documentation for illegals. You know, when you hear banging, sometimes you hear banging say, I saw a person with a banging passport or with a permanent residency permit or something and couldn't speak a lick of English. That's not untrue. That's not a lie. I have experienced that myself. I can't just say I could be suspicious, so I could have a reasonable curiosity about the situation that in which they have landed themselves. But I can't just say, oh, y'all should arrest them, blah, blah, blah. I wouldn't be so foolish. That's not how we operate in a lawful country. But it does make one wonder, right? And you know, y'all want to hear something strange? So being who I am in the Bahamas, this little small bowl in which I have a high degree of noticeability, right? So people know me. This is the truth. This I'm day on the land. I don't, if you want to attribute this to thinking, me thinking I'm somebody, okay, go right ahead. So I walk to the airport or someplace, right, in the public. It is very unusual for somebody to not wave at me and look at me in a way that says, oh, I know that Shivago land, right? Do you all know what I have been able to do now for several years? I've been able to say, if somebody walks straight past me, if I'm able to get in a position where I can listen to them and I could almost guarantee you they are either speaking no English or they are speaking in a way that suggests to me they are foreigner, and I could have told by the way they look at me. Now, mind you, some of these people have white uniform on, you know. They waking. They're not just through the airport. They're waking. Waking somewhere. I didn't say waking at the airport. I said they got uniform on. There's an issue in the level of confidence that far too many Bahamians have in their own system, their own system's integrity to protect their borders. And that's a problem. You can't just scoff at that. You can't just dismiss it. That's a real issue. Because it's their country. This is their country, and we ought to do all we can do to give them comfort. Not play up to nonsense talk and foolish conspiracies and stuff like that. Now, mind you, don't get me wrong. You can't call this show and play that. But to recognize that some of those conspiracies and stuff are grow out of anxieties around what is a real issue. There is a real issue in the country. And this is why I feel like, once again, I'm going to say it again. I've said this on numerous occasions. I said it under the Minnis administration, and I said it also extends to other administrations. But when we have these very serious and oftentimes controversial policy measures, such as laws and the like, the government of the Bahamas ought to take steps to roll them out in the most fulsome of ways. To be able to get ahead of stories by rolling them out in a way that citizens get firsthand from the government what it is it's doing, why it is doing it, how it is doing it, where it is doing it, and when it is doing it. Long before a Lincoln being gets to pick it up.
long before a F&M leader, Michael Pintock, gets to pick it up. Long before anybody else gets to pick it up, you pick it up and carry it to the public in a way that the public says, oh, that's what they're trying. They might not agree with you, might still have issues, but you have laid the case. You know, to his credit, Latre Rahming, speaking on Dwight's show this morning, alluded to the same fact. But now he alluded to this fact after the fact. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our first break. We'll be back after this break.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money. At work.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
You try to rest, roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
It's an island love Christmas. Joy's in the air, jackpots arise, there's luck everywhere, no snow on the ground, just sunshine and cheer, it's an island love Christmas, best time of year.
Island Luck wishes you a Merry Christmas and a Lucky New Year.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shababo Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We're talking about the smuggling of illegal immigrants bill. The short title of it is the Smuggling of Migrants Act. That bill for an act for that. That's the bill. And again, let me rehearse. Bahamas has an immigration problem. Whether you want to call it a crisis or not, there are features and elements of it that is critical. Okay, that you can well label crisis and not be unreasonable for doing so. Okay, when you think of the visceral reaction that many, many, many Bahamians have to the very notion of migrants, of illegal migrants, of foreigners, etc., beyond the xenophobia that some may have, beyond that, there are some people who are xenophobic. They don't like foreigners, they don't like foreigners. But that is not an appropriate broad description of the anxieties that many Bahamians have about what is happening in the area of immigration in the Bahamas. That's not xenophobia. That's a deep-seated anxiety born of their observation, however anecdotal, of what they think is happening, see is happening in their society. And yes, there are some of them represented by people who call these radio shows and who write these stations, who represent very nasty, ignorant, very inhumane, very silly thoughts about the illegal immigration problem. There's no question about that. Even some in leadership who say stupid, dumb, idiotic things that have no basis in fact, that's true. So that's them. But there are lots of Bahamians who they ain't politicking about the issue. They just living in their country and they don't like what they see when it comes to the illegal immigration problem. And the government of the Bahamas, past, present, and future, has got to take account of the sentiments, concerns of them in that regard. Not dealing with the nonsense. Call the nonsense out when you hear it. Because if you call this show, you can hear me call, and then you can call me Haitian lang, or you can call me Jamaican lang, or whatever you want to call me. I really don't care. I'm going to call out stupidness if I hear it. Ignorance if I hear it. Non-factual, non-evidential things if I hear it. But I'm not going to sit around and ignore, either in reality or perception, that we have a serious, very serious immigration problem that is not only about the flow of illegal immigrants into the Bahamas, but also about how Bahamians' confidence in their own system to protect their own borders is so greatly shattered by what they believe or observe is happening in the country. But now you have the government. So can I tell you guys something? I do not believe that our prime minister and those are stupid people. I do not believe that. Y'all who want to say that if you want. I do not believe that there are people who are just going to do things that harm themselves or harm the country. Any politician with their weight and salt would want at the very least, to do things that are helpful to their cause. They want to stay in office. You ain't gonna stay in office if you keep taking the aimings off. So I have to assume that the government of the Bahamas is trying to put this bill in because it believes it's good. And it believes it's gonna solve some problem. It believes it addresses some nuisance. I have to believe that that is true. I can't see anything otherwise. Can you imagine a government going into the House Assembly and say, you know what? I'm going to pass a bill that's going to put a $100,000 tax on every Bahamian head who's working. You know they only asking to get out of office next time, right? Of course you know that. You could imagine, though, a government that would want to give you $100,000. You can imagine that. A government say, I can give everybody all $100,000. Of course they would want to do that. They might not be able to, but they would want to do that. So governments, politicians aren't stupid. They want to do things to keep them in power. So I have to assume you bring in the smugglers bill, the smuggling of migrants bill, you think it's as good. Well, if that's true, why do we roll out good things so clumsily? Why do we roll out good things in a way that only comes to rest on our heads in a manner that ain't good for us? I mean, think about that. If this is a good thing, so you're able to say to Bahamians, listen, let me tell you how this is good for you. And you know what the problem is? Can I tell you something? Let me tell you something about the problem with this. This is one spoke in the wheel of immigration that Bahamians cannot directly connect themselves to. This is about catching the smuggler. I don't think you can find a Bahamian who thinks you shouldn't catch the smuggler. I don't think you'll find a Bahamian who honestly believes, who is rationally thinking that a person who is smuggled into the Bahamas, who's smuggled and caught in the Bahamas for the time as they are in the Bahamas and in custody, shouldn't be fed, if necessary clothed, if necessary sheltered. And I don't know Bahamian who would think that.
Who think they shouldn't be protected? Who think that they shouldn't have any rights at all? Any rights? Even the legal representation? No rights at all? I don't know, Bahamian, but Bahamians are saying, I am not seeing a comprehensive, big move, bill, law, addressing how to stop these folks from coming in, how to deal with people who are facilitating them, how to deal with people who we believe may be giving out our passports, etc. No program rolled out in that way. But then you bring me the smuggling of migrants film. And so forgive me if I can't see your little spoke for the big wheel in and its many spokes that have not been addressed. That is a problem. Meaning, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas said, for the first time in the history of the Bahamas, we are dealing comprehensively with energy reform. That's what he said. You might not agree with him, but that's what he said. Right? On a number of occasions, you've heard the words comprehensive, comprehensive. We've done a comprehensive review of the salaries in the public service. Where's the, people will ask, where's the comprehensive illegal immigration? And this is why these rollouts get rolled out the way they get rolled out by Bahamians, because they do not represent in the minds of too many Bahamians something you are doing for me. And if you have to spend too much time explaining that you're doing it for me, it means that it is clear I don't see that you are doing it for me. And it's a problem. Smuggling of migrants bill. So people, names and ask, where am I in this? Where am I in this? Good leaders of nations, good leaders of organizations, good leaders of people have got to constantly ask themselves, the thing that I am doing, can my people see themselves in it? That is important. It's important in politics. It's important in leadership. Can my people see themselves in it? That's the question. So even after they read the bill, they gotta. Now, you might say to them, listen, you are not directly per se in this bill, but if it represents a comprehensive set of bills, you show them the 3, 4, and 5 that they are directly impacted by. And then they say, but this one is another part of it because, you know, we got to fix the whole thing. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm.
In the face of a school, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, there, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
The King is bringing you a sweet and savory twist for breakfast at Burger King Nassau. Say hello morning with the maple additions of the Burger King croissant sandwich, including a sausage and cheese croissant sandwich topped with maple syrup, plus two delicious French toast sticks for only $5.50, including VAT. Or choose the chicken maple and cheese croissant sandwich with two French toast sticks at the same price. Enjoy the sweet and savory experience of the maple croissant sandwiches and French toast sticks only at Burger King Nassau.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Tech says, hi, Mr. Lang. It's a breath of fresh air to hear a man of your stature speak out on these matters. We need more like you to do so. Anyone that don't speak out in time, they will find out they are foreigners in their own country. Well, I don't know. What I've said isn't anything I've said new, you know. But, you know, sometimes you only hear it when you want to hear it. This text says, sir, our great government is seeking to populate the Bahamas. We need more citizens. What don't Bahamians understand about this? Eugene Newry educated us years ago that this must and will be done. It was a part of our leader's political ideology. I sir do agree with him. Well, first of all, I don't see how the smugglers bill will help populate the Bahamas. It's trying to catch the smugglers. The smugglers trying to bring them to the Bahamas. But if you're trying to catch and prosecute the smugglers, you stop them from bringing them to the Bahamas. The smugglers bill can't do that. You must be talking about something else. This says, can they pass a bill to pay me $1,000 a week just for 5 years? That's all I'm asking for, please. Boy, if they could, I'm sure they would. The problem isn't passing the bill. The problem is paying the bill. Oh, they could pass the bill. But paying you that money? That's the problem right there. All right, so what I wanted to do was to go over this bill, right? So the bill has a part one, which is the preliminary section of the bill with the short title and the interpretation. The interpretation is all the words and phrases that the bill wants to define so that there's no misunderstanding about what these things mean when you read them in the bill. So that's the interpretation section. And most of the terminologies are things you would know, but they have this one I've never seen this word before in my life. And so forgive me if I pronounce it wrongly, but I think it reads non-refoulement. Non-refoulement. Refoulement is R-E-F-O-U-L-E-M-E-N-T, refoulement, right? Non-refoulement, which means the prohibition against returning a migrant to countries where. So this is saying is that in somewhere in this bill, it talks about non-refoulement, and that means that there's a prohibition against returning a migrant to a place where their life or freedom would be threatened if they are returned there because of their race, religion, nationality, membership of a particular political or social group or opinion, okay? Or the migrant would be at risk of torture, inhumane or degrading treatment, or other forms of irreparable harm. And this would be in accordance with the 1987 Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel and Inhumane and Degrading Treatment or Punishment. Or the migrant would be at risk of enforced disappearance under the 2010 International Convention for the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. Okay? So that's the term non-refoulement. So foulement would be returning people to such circumstances Non-refoulement is a prohibition against that, and that's in the interpretations clause. So that was the only, and of course it defines smuggling of migrants and what that means. Means to obtain directly or indirectly a financial or other material benefit for procuring the illegal entry or illegal landing of a person into or through the Bahamas where the person is not a citizen or a legal resident of the Bahamas, or into another country where the person is a citizen or legal resident of the Bahamas but is not a citizen or legal resident of the other country. So you can smuggle non-Bahamians to the Bahamas or through the Bahamas. You can smuggle Bahamians to other countries, right? So it's not just about Haitians or Jamaicans. It's about anybody you are trying to facilitate their movement, illegal entry into a country. And this, and it also means any into another country from or through the Bahamas where the person is not a citizen or legal resident of the Bahamas or is not a citizen or legal resident of the other country. So it covers all the bases in terms of smuggling and what that means of migrants, right? And then you have the smuggled migrant, and that's obvious. Now, one of the things that I found in this bill, and I'm saying I don't understand it. The bill talks about smuggling people on vessels. And the bill defines vessels. Listen to the definition of vessel. Vessels means a type of watercraft, including non-displacement craft and seaplanes, and or capable of being used as a means of transportation of water or except a warship, naval auxiliary, or other vessel owned or operated in a non-commercial government, a non-commercial government service. So you can't smuggle people on an actual plane, like that's not a seaplane or a sea craft. You cannot smuggle people on a chartered plane because this would not be covered in this way. This would not cover people under those circumstances as far as I could tell, because it's only, you know, vessel is defined that way. Why not planes? Why not just a regular plane? Like why not a Bahamas airplane? Why not any other airline plane? How come it's just aircrafts or seaplanes? I didn't quite understand that. And so then section 3 of part 1 of the bill deals with how to whom it applies. And so it says that this act shall be interpreted and applied in a way that is not discriminatory and upholds the protections and fundamental rights and freedoms of the individual under the Constitution of Bahamas, and is consistent with the principle of non-refoulement. We defined that earlier, remember? And that C accounts for the special needs of smuggled migrants, in particular women and children, and other migrants with special needs. Okay? And then it talks about the jurisdiction of the Act, and the Act applies not just in the Bahamas. So the Act applies inside the Bahamas or outside the Bahamas, and whatever the nationality of the offender, where the Bahamas is the receiving country to which a person is smuggled, or a foreign country is the receiving country or transit country, but the smuggling of migrants commences in the Bahamas or transits through the Bahamas. And it also applies when the smuggled migrant is a national or legal resident of the Bahamas. The offense is committed by a national or legal resident of the Bahamas, or the offense is committed outside the territory of the Bahamas for the purpose of committing a serious crime within the territory of the Bahamas. So you could be plotting in Haiti or Jamaica or the United States or Canada to smuggle people into the Bahamas. Just because you only was plotting it there, you could be prosecuted here for that smuggling effort, okay? Then there's a part 2 of the act that covers the offenses, okay? And the offenses, it reads like this. Any person who engages in the smuggling of migrants commits the offense of smuggling. For the purposes of subsection 1, a person procures or attempts to procure the illegal entry or illegal landing of a migrant if the person And it goes on to describe all the manners in which people could do that. Procures, provides, possesses, or attempts to procure, provide, or possess a fraudulent travel or identity document for a migrant. So you're not a smuggler just because you move in the people, you know. If you are one of the people who are procuring, providing, possessing, or attempts to procure, or provide, or possess a fraudulent travel or identity document for a migrant, you are a smuggler too. If you produce or attempt to produce a fraudulent travel or identity document to facilitate the travel of a migrant, you too are smuggling. If you arrange the illegal entry or illegal landing of a migrant into the Bahamas from or through a protocol state, and a protocol state is defined in the law. So protocol state means a state party to the protocol, including the Bahamas. And that protocol that they are referring to is UN document A-RES 5525, Protocol Against the Smuggling of Migrants by Land, Sea, and Air, supplementing the United Nations Convention Against the Transportation or Organized Crime. All right. When we come back, we'll continue reading through the bill to try and get you some understanding of it. I encourage you, it's online. You can get a copy of it yourself. So I encourage you to read it. But we'll try and go through it and see if we can help you understand what it says. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after the news break.
Whatever weather, cold or warm, you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Great Commissions Ministries is God's storehouse. They have been caring for the poor, homeless, and hurting since 1987. You are invited to support their Stop and Drop program by dropping off some food items in their barrels and some cash in their bottles. You can donate an offering each month or pay your tithes online to Great Commissions through the Givelify or SunCash apps. Help them to shelter the homeless, feed the hungry, and spread the gospel of Christ. Volunteer your service and support the Live to Give program. Call Great Commission Ministries, God's Storehouse, at 325-5801 for further information, or stop by the office on Wolf Road. Be blessed.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon, where we're going through the smuggling of migrants bill 2025 that has caused so much controversy, largely because so many things are being said about the bill that's really simply untrue. It is amazing to me. It's amazing to me. And one of the reasons why I'm trying to take the time to even go through and read some of the sections of the bill is because you have people out there, and I heard it on Dwight's show. Oh, Dwight, you can't believe nothing they say, even though you're reading the bill. You can't believe nothing they say. There's lie to us. There's too. First of all, let me say, that's a terrible way to think, but it's where some people are in respect of their level of confidence and trust in the system and the institution and the leadership of the institutions. That's crazy talk, but it's crazy talk born of where people are in terms of how they see the players, the institution, and the government, and governments and governance in the country, unfortunately. Right? That's just the reality of things. So we're going to go through it for the reasonable, for the people who are prepared and willing to listen and then go do for their own selves. So be Berean believers. Y'all ever heard the term Berean believers? In the Bible, it talks about the apostles went to a place called Berea. And after the Bereans heard the apostles, they went and searched those things out themselves, the Bible says. And then they believed. Okay, so you can be a smuggler if you're trying to get illegal documentation for people or procure it or in possession of it. You can be that if you try to get fraudulent travel or identity documentation for people. If you arrange for illegal entry or illegal landing of people into the Bahamas or into other countries from the Bahamas. Any way you try to help somebody illegally get to a place they aren't a citizen of, a legal resident of, using the Bahamas or trying to get them to the Bahamas, you have issue under this law. And you, if you get caught, there's problems. And what problems would you be in if you get caught doing any of those things? In Article 3 of this Part 2, it says a person who commits an offense of smuggling under subsection 1 is liable, A, on summary conviction, so you know, in a bunch of proceedings, so you save the court some time, to a fine not exceeding $100,000 or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 7 years or to both. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know if I don't, when I say that, I mean, I think that's too lenient. I do for smuggling human beings. I think it's too lenient, but I mean, you know, I'm prepared to hear arguments about, you know, that, but, and on conviction on information to a fine not exceeding $200,000 or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 10 years or to both. So on summary conviction, you could get fined and or imprisoned for $100,000 and or 7 years. On conviction on information, that's non-summary, you can get a fine of $200,000 or imprisonment for 10 years or both. Okay? Now, a person who at the time of committing of an offense of smuggling under subsection 1, so you've been smuggling people, but everything was going smooth and you get caught. That's one set of people. This is for people who you're smuggling people and it goes very wrong. For instance, if while you are smuggling people, committing this offense, you endanger, such a person who endangers or acts in a way which is likely to endanger the life or safety of a migrant, you torture or subject a migrant to inhumane or degrading treatment, or you subject a migrant to exploitation, including sexual exploitation. If you have been previously convicted of an offense under this part, if you smuggle a group of 10 or more migrants, is a public officer in the government of the Bahamas acting in your official capacity at the time and abuses that position, if you cause serious injury or death to a migrant or another person, including death by suicide, or you subject a migrant to physical or mental abuse, or you are involved in an organized criminal group and the offense is a result of the activity of the organized criminal group, if you are under the influence of drugs or use weapons in the commission of your smuggling of migrants, or at the relevant time you are a public official or abused your position and abuse your position as a public official, so a civil servant or politician, if you smuggle a migrant who was a child at the relevant time, or you use a child as an accomplice or participant in the offense, if you smuggle a migrant who is pregnant, if you smuggle a migrant who has an intellectual or physical disability, if you use or threaten to use violence against a migrant or his family, or confiscates, destroys, or attempts to destroy the travel identity documents of a migrant, if you commit any offense involving these aggravated things,
you are liable to penalty under subsection 5. What penalty that? So remember now, that first set of folks who commit this crime, but things went smoothly, they are $100,000 for 7 years on summary conviction, $200,000 or 10 years for conviction on information. But these people who in the process of doing what they do, do all the things I just mentioned, here's what they are subject to. A person who commits an offense of smuggling with aggravation under subsection 4 is liable to, on summary conviction, a fine not exceeding $200,000 and $250,000, or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 7 years or both, and on conviction on information to a fine not exceeding $300,000 or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 15 years or both. Now here, I am very clear that this don't make no sense to me. Remember now, a smuggler who doesn't do it in an aggravated way gets $100,000 or 7 years on summary conviction. $200,000 or 10 years on conviction on information and or both. But now, among the things you do is you cause the death, the injury or death of a migrant. You cause the death of a migrant, and on what you get on summary conviction is $200,000 or 7 years. In the other instance, you get $200,000 or 10 years, and then in this instance, you get $200,000 or 7 years, or $300,000 on a term not exceeding 15 years, no matter. I think it should be more than that. It should be I think the ceiling should be higher. I mean, that's just my point of view, given the seriousness of the aggravations that are possible. Now, it also provides that such a person, these smugglers, could have their aircraft, vessel, or vehicles confiscated or forfeited if under the Customs Management Act, okay? And the court gets to decide these things on sentencing, right? So that's that section. You can also commit a crime of organizing, directing, aiding, and abetting. And if you are charged with organizing, directing, aiding, and abetting, you can be liable on summary conviction to a fine not exceeding $250,000 or imprisonment for a term not exceeding 7 years. A person who aids and abets another person to commit an offense under Section 5 commits an offense and is liable on summary conviction to a fine not exceeding $150,000 or imprisonment for a term not exceeding 7 years. See, here again, for me, this is kind of weird, though, because if you're a person organizing, directing, aiding, and abetting, right? But your fines and your punishment isn't on par with the people who actually do the aggravated stuff, too, but you are part of the people who organize, abetted, and directed the aggravation. I think all of them should be subject to higher penalties, man. That's just my feeling on the matter. So you can also be guilty of enabling illegal stay of smuggled migrants or a person who, in order to obtain directly or indirectly a financial or other material benefit, procures, facilitates, or promotes, or attempts to procure, facilitate, or promote the actual or intended stay in the Bahamas or in a protocol state of a smuggled migrant, commits an offense and is liable on summary conviction to a fine not exceeding $200,000 or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 7 years. So you're trying to get somebody an apartment? You're trying to let them hang out in your place? You're trying to secure them in some tent, someplace, you are going to be guilty of an offense as well under this provision. Harboring and attempting to harbor smuggled migrants, that's a crime as well. And so if you're trying to do that for some financial gain or to prevent the apprehension of that smuggled migrant, you commit an offense. And if you are convicted or summarily,
you are liable to a fine not exceeding $100,000 or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years or both. I don't see the equity there. $100,000 in one instance, you get 7 years. This one is $100,000 for housing and you get 2 years. Why is that different? You are still accommodating a person, and so that means that you are making the opportunities for success of the smuggling happen. Why are you getting treated less because you trying to procure someplace for the people to stay? Or to avoid apprehension? I don't see that. I think we need to look at that more rationally. Abetment and criminal conspiracy, a person who abets and conspires to commit an offense under Section 8, commits an offense and is liable on summary conviction to a fine not exceeding $100,000 or to imprisonment for a term not exceeding 2 years or both. Again, you're aiding and abetting. Anyway. And then there are some ancillary penalties where the court may confiscate assets, proceeds, and instruments of smuggling, may cause payment of restitution or compensation to smuggled migrants, or any other penalty or action which the court deems appropriate is possible. Now, in Part 2, Section 11, there's a provision to allow for immunity from prosecution of smuggled migrants. Meaning immunity, you don't get the, they don't take you to court and charge you. They don't charge you and take you to court for trial and all that kind of stuff because you get immunity. Why? It says, without prejudice to the applicability of any other law establishing criminal or law establishing criminal off. I think this they need to check the typing here, because it reads, without prejudice to the applicability of any other law establishing criminal A offense. It should have been a criminal offense. So you just need to check that typo. A smuggled migrant shall not be liable to criminal prosecution under this act in respect of illegal entry into the receiving country or transit country, remaining illegally in the receiving country or transit country, or possessing a fraudulent travel or identity document where, see, so don't let people tell you lies. The law isn't saying you shouldn't be prosecuted under any circumstances. You get this immunity where such an act is a direct consequence of the smuggling of the migrant alleged to have been committed or found to have been committed by a court, and the migrant is a victim of that criminal conduct prohibited under this part. Now, I do have a challenge here that needs to be explained to me. The way I read this, it seems to suggest that if you are an adult and you get smuggled into some place, that you are a victim. Is that what this is saying? Like, you didn't commit an offense yourself by paying to be smuggled? Who is a victim? Because the victim isn't defined here. There's no definition of victim here. So if I pay the smuggler as an adult, not a child, but I pay the smuggler to smuggle me, why is only the smuggler an issue? Now, I could see if you give me immunity because I agree to cooperate with you on how I got here, so the smuggler could be convicted. But I also committed an offense, did I not? If you bribe, if you give a bribe and you accept the bribe, aren't both people guilty of an offense? So if you're smuggled, having paid to be smuggled, how are you just a victim if you're not a child or you're not a person with a intellectual or mental disability or something like that, somebody who's been forced to be smuggled? Or is smuggling only about persons who were forced to do something? This isn't trafficking. This is smuggling, right? So I think that needs to be tidy up a bit. I mean, that's my impression. I don't see where, I see where in almost every instance the smuggled person is being treated as a victim. But in my understanding of smuggling, a person can't be a participant in that crime. So the law also provides for the duties of the master captain or agent of a conveyance, meaning if you're the head of the master or captain or agent of a boat or the vessel or whatever it is that's bringing smuggling these people, there are some responsibilities that fall to you that you can't say, oh, I didn't know, because you're supposed to know who's on your vessel. You're supposed to know whether they are legal documentation to get where they're going. You're supposed to do those kinds of things, so the law doesn't leave you open in that regard. The law also deals with facilitating entry or stay for justice processing so that the minister can grant a temporary residence permit to a smuggled migrant in order to facilitate the investigation or prosecution of an offense under this act, or to facilitate the migrant's recovery or rehabilitation. All right. So, and the bill also provides that if a person is charged with an offense under Section 5, that's smuggling, is that the person is presumed to know that the entry or landing of a migrant in the Bahamas or in another protocol state of which he is not a citizen or legal resident is illegal unless the person charged proves to the court on balance of prohibition or probabilities that he did not know and was not reckless to the fact that the entry or landing of the migrant was illegal. Right? So the idea is, unless you can prove you didn't know, you are presumed to know that what you're doing is wrong. So this is the part of the bill, part three of the bill, that it seems have been interpreted by people to mean that, oh, listen to this expression now, listen to this. They are making legal illegal immigration. I couldn't think of that. That's one of the most contradictory nonsense I've ever heard. You're making legal illegal. Nonsense. But this is, I think, where some people have taken off and started spreading some information that has gotten really people upset and fired up. This is the protection and assistance for victims, okay? So what's those protections? The right to urgent medical care. So the law provides, if you're a smuggled migrant, when you need urgent medical care, required for the preservation of life or the avoidance of harm to health, that the medical care under subsection 1 shall not be refused by reason of irregularity in the migrant's entry or stay in the Bahamas. If you are a Bahamian, are you telling me that if a Jamaican, an American, a Cuban or a Haitian comes to the Bahamas and they are bleeding out, they're smuggled and they're bleeding out, that you should say, well, let them bleed to death? I'm sure you're not saying that. I'm sure that's not true. I'm sure. But that's what this is saying. So all this is saying is that if you come under that circumstance and you require medical attention, that should not be refused to you. Then the other protection is against violence. Says the minister shall take appropriate measures to afford smuggled migrants adequate protection against violence, whether by individuals or groups, by reason of their status as smuggled migrants. So what does that mean? You land in Grand Bahama. A group of very enthusiastic, zealous Bahamians believed they heard, oh, these are some migrants, they just land on Tino Beach. Let's go get them. It means that if you are on Tino Beach as a smuggled migrant, the group is there threatening to accost you, even to be violent with you. They're saying the police, the minister, can cause the Minister of National Security
to go there with and send the police there to protect the migrants, not to protect the migrants, to avoid violence against them. That's what it's saying. Do we believe that that's unreasonable? We believe that people should be allowed, groups should be allowed to go grab them people and do whatever they want to them? I don't think so. And then this section says, assistance to smuggled migrants whose lives are in danger. Says that the minister shall afford appropriate assistance to smuggled migrants whose lives are endangered because of being the victims of smuggling. The minister shall consider the special needs of women and children who are smuggled migrants when granting the assistance referred to in subsection 1. If you are in danger, if you are in danger, I'm going to assist you. We are Christian people. We say, if we're not, we are people who believe in humane treatment of other people and ourselves. Same, if you're in danger, the minister should give you some assistance. Then there's a provision for civil proceedings, which says, a smuggled migrant subjected to violence, torture, or other cruel, inhumane, or degrading treatment or punishment, or to threats to his life or safety as a result of being the victim of an offense under this act, shall have the right to institute civil proceedings to claim damages for harm suffered as a result of smuggling against the person who smuggled the migrant. Notice what it's saying. It's not saying I could proceed to take out civil proceedings against the government of the Bahamas, because you will find later on there's an indemnity clause against the government of the Bahamas acting in good faith. But this is against the smuggler. I could sue the smuggler for inhumanely treating me, for torturing me. I could sue the smuggler. What's wrong with that? I mean, I'm asking, actually. Said the right to pursue civil proceedings for damages shall not be affected by ongoing criminal proceedings in connection with the same acts from which the civil claim derives. So you could be getting prosecuted, or you could be participating in the prosecution of smugglers while at the same time engaging your civil proceedings, is what that's saying. The immigration status of the smuggled migrant or the absence from the jurisdiction of the smuggled migrant due to the return of that smuggled migrant to his country or due to any other reason shall not prevent the court from ordering payment of compensation under this section. So you've been deported. You're back in wherever, United States, Canada, Nigeria, Haiti, Cuba. But if your lawyer gone put the matter before the court rules for you, and the smugglers are Bahamian or smugglers or foreigner, and they're in the Bahamas, and the court rules that they should pay, you could still get your money. That's what that provision is saying. And then there's a section 19 that talks about other rights of smuggled migrants. And it says, the minister shall afford smuggled migrants the rights to privacy and confidentiality and to amenities, including the provision of food, clothing, shelter, documentation, interpretation, and translation services. Is that a problem? To provide these things so that you could facilitate the prosecution of the, what have you, the humanitarian treatment of folk? That's what it's saying. And then it has provisions for smuggled migrants who are children and how they ought to be treated, and that in every instance, the best interest of the child ought to be taken into consideration. I'm sure that we don't think that that's a problem. Right? The smuggled migrants who are children shall have the right to access education, which shall not be refused or limited by reason of their irregular status, entry or situation in the Bahamas, or their situation or that of their parents in the Bahamas in accordance with the Immigration Detention Centers Regulation 2023. I know some names ain't like that. But if the child is here as the parents are being prosecuted or whatever the deal is, what should happen? You tell me. I'm only asking. I'm really asking. The government is saying, the law is saying, under this our laws now. This is not the United Nations says. Under our Immigration Detention Centers Regulations 2023,
education should be provided to those children. I don't know if that means they go to school or somebody's brought there to them so that they could be facilitated, but that's what the law requires. And that they should be placed under the care of the Department of Immigration with the assistance of the Department of Social Services in accordance with the Immigration Detention Centers Regulation 2023. All right, so we have to section 21 now. When we come back from the break, we'll try and finish this up. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world, see how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale now through Wednesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, except on net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, pans, glue, ladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale, going on now through December 24th.
This holiday season, give yourself the gift of a fresh start with a personal loan at Fidelity. You could win refreshing prizes like a luxurious spa day, John Bolt gift certificates, a cruise for two, and more. Make that move to a fresh start today. Call 356-7764. Promotion ends December 19th.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon as we talk about the smuggling of migrants bill 2025. We're going through it section by section so that you can hear what it says itself. As I indicated before, I think that there are issues with some of these sections, but some of the things I'm hearing people purport the bill says is simply just not true. And you can judge that by yourself. Because again, you can Google search smuggling of migrants bill 2025 Bahamas, and you can get this bill and read it for yourself. So now we're now at section 21. Section 21 talks about access to consular officials for smuggled migrants. And so it says essentially where you have a migrant that's been smuggled and arrested and detained, that the arresting or detaining authority shall, without delay, inform the smuggled migrant of the right to communicate with consular officers, and all reasonable steps should be taken by the arresting or detaining authority to facilitate communication between the smuggled migrant and consular officers. That is nothing new. One of the things you learn, I take my young people in my leadership program to Atlanta, Georgia. when they go there, they go and they visit the consular office there in Atlanta. And one of the things that the consular office tells them is when Bahamians are detained or imprisoned, they are contacted and they are able to go there and do what? Check to see that they are okay, they're not being mistreated, to make sure, accommodate whatever they could do to assist their processing and what have you. And so that's what this provision of the law provides for. So you get your consular office. So if you're Haitian, you get the Haitian consular officer. If you're Jamaican, the American same, because that's their job. Their job is to assist their citizens, their nationals in distress abroad. And so this is the provision it provides for the same thing that you would get, any Bahamian would get in the circumstances that they find themselves, for instance, in states that act this way. I didn't say every state acts this way. And then there is part four of the bill, which talks about coordination and cooperation. And this really talks about the responsibility of the minister to ensure that there's cooperation, coordination between government agencies in relation to dealing with the smuggled migrants and so forth. All right. And so that part of it just tells the minister what his responsibility is. And then there's part five of the bill, which talks about cooperation regarding the smuggling of migrants at sea. And this year deals with the fact that you can apply this law to circumstances in which the smuggling is committed outside of the Bahamas on a vessel that is reasonably suspected of being engaged directly or indirectly in smuggling of the migrant by sea, and the vessel doesn't have a nationality or may be assimilated to a vessel without a nationality. Okay, so you ain't carrying no flag. Or the vessel, although flying a foreign flag or refusing to show a flag, is in reality a vessel without nationality. Because you know some people claim, oh, we US, we Canada, so you can't touch us, though. You don't show me that flag, you don't show me them documentation, and I can assume you ain't got no nationality. And or the vessel is flying the flag or displaying the marks of registry of a protocol state other than the Bahamas. So you extend the jurisdiction of this law to that set of circumstance. All right. It also then provides in section 24 for what is called the designation of competent national authority. And it says that for the purposes of facilitating cooperation between the Bahamas and other protocol states to prevent and suppress the smuggling of migrants, the minister can designate in writing an authority or authorities to receive and respond to requests for assistance from protocol states, to transmit requests for assistance to protocol states, and to receive and transmit requests for confirmation of registry and those kinds of things. And the minister could decide, okay, well, that's foreign affairs, or that's social services, or whatever, to ensure that cooperation could take place. And then there's section 25, which talks about the conditions and limitations on the exercise of special enforcement powers by authorized officers. So you're giving officers the authority to do some things, but you're telling them, listen, now you could do some things, but you can't do anything you want. So it says, powers conferred on authorized officers under this act shall be exercised in relation to a vessel described in section 26 or section 28 for the purposes of detecting, taking appropriate action or regarding the smuggling of migrants. All right, so that's just saying you got to act within the confines of the law in this instance. And 26 gets into some technical discussions about operational framework for measures at sea and so forth, which nobody who telling you what all the bill has to say is talking to you about these provisions because they ain't not salacious. They're not going to tell you this bill says in section 26, a measure taken at sea under this part shall be carried out only by ships or aircraft operated by the Bahamas Customs Defense Force, Police Force, or by a Coast Guard of a protocol state that are clearly marked and identifiable. Meaning, me and you can't go there, no boat, and then start doing this stuff and say we acting under this law. You can't do that. You got to be Defense Force, Customs, Police Force, or a Coast Guard of a protocol state. You can't even be a non-Coast Guard vessel of a protocol state. You have to be a Coast Guard vessel of protocol state if you're acting at sea. It says, when taking measures against a vessel under this provision, an authorized officer is required to take all necessary steps to afford migrants protection against violence. You can't just blow me out of the water. Assist migrants whose lives are safety are endangered. Ensure that special needs of migrant women and children are taken into account. All the things that we mentioned earlier that are necessary to safeguard the humanity of smuggled migrants, right? Section 27 covers the safeguards in relation to the danger to lives at sea, which says that nothing in this act affects the obligation of the Bahamas or a person to conduct search and rescue operations and render assistance to those lost or in distress at sea without discrimination to promptly disembark migrants rescued at the nearest place of safety. So in other words, you're not the police, you're not the defense force, you're not a Coast Guard of a protocol state, but you're a vessel in the area and they're calling on you to try to get these people off this fire, this boat on fire or this overturned vessel. You can help under those circumstances is what this provision is saying. On 28, compensation for loss or damage, the owner of a vessel in respect of which measures are taken at sea under Section 26 is entitled to reasonable compensation for loss or damage sustained because of the measures taken where the measures are authorized under this act. So if I damage your boat, you trying to help out the situation because the people, the Commodore, the Defense Force, and them asked you to assist, and you suffer some damage, the government should pay. That's what it's saying. And then there's Section 29, which indemnifies the government. Remember what I told you? This says, no suit. You want me to say it again? Let me read it for you. No suit, prosecution, or other proceeding shall lie against the government or an officer of the government for anything done in good faith under this act or regulations made there under. Anybody told you that when they was telling you what ain't in the act? Did anybody tell you that? The government indemnifies the government? And then there's part six of the bill, which talks about processes related to the return of smuggled migrants. Now, why if I'm giving you status, why if I'm giving you all this provision for you to stay, why am I having a provision to deal with the return of smuggled migrants? Because if you ain't returning, I shouldn't have a provision to deal with that. But there it is. And it says, in performing functions under this part, the minister shall ensure that the smuggled migrants seeking asylum for international protection under the convention relating to the status of refugees and international law are quickly referred to the appropriate authorities. That's it. Anyone, you, Chicago, like anyone, if I thought that my life was in danger from the government of the Bahamas, and I really, really believe that enough evidence to support that, I could go to the U.S. Embassy, I could go to the British High Commission or whoever else, and I can say, listen, I am in danger here. My government is trying to destroy me, and I need to seek asylum. Under the International Convention, I am able to make that appeal. But these people are only providing for this provision under our law, that you could do that. And what the minister does is refers you to the appropriate authority to look at your case. And the minister shall ensure that the Office of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees is given the necessary access to smuggled migrants who are asylum seekers. See, so asylum seeking, you know, willy-nilly deal with the prime minister, just say, yeah, you get asylum. And people think, oh, we can give asylum to 10,000 people so we get some votes. Don't work like that. Asylum is a very serious matter, requires serious consideration. Then Section 31 deals with legitimacy and validity of documents, which really is saying that the minister can request of the appropriate authority or representative of another protocol state verification within a reasonable time of the legitimacy or validity of travel identity or documentation from smuggled persons. In facilitating the return of smuggled migrants, the minister shall, at the request of the appropriate authority or representative of another protocol state, verify without undue and unreasonable delay whether a smuggled migrant is a national or has the right of residence in that other state. At the request of the appropriate authority or representative of another protocol state, facilitate the issue of documents or other authorization as necessary to enable a smuggled migrant who is either a national of that other state or who has a right of residence in that other state to travel to, transit, and re-enter that state. And or at the request of the appropriate authority or representative of another protocol state,
of the smuggled migrant or of his own initiative facilitate without undue and unreasonable delay to return to that other state of a smuggled migrant. But these people, they're making provision for them to stay here, though. Where? Unless they are asylum seekers. And then there's a provision in 33 for the protection of smuggled migrants in the return process. Well, if I try to get you back home, shouldn't I ensure that you're protected on your way back home? But provision is made for that under the humanitarian laws of the United Nations and the Constitution of the Bahamas, according to this section of the bill. And section 34 talks about protection of existing legal arrangements for smuggled migrants. So nothing in this part prejudices a right or remedy afforded or available to a person who is the victim of an offense related to the smuggling of migrants under another law or obligations, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And then it has some miscellaneous parts in part seven, that deals with prevailing laws, so that you know that there are laws that prevail that still have application. And so this act doesn't derogate from them. And then they have a provision for offenses by all bodies corporate. So you could be acting as a company, and that doesn't immune you from prosecution. But body corporate is charged with an offense against a provision of this act and is proved that the offense was committed with the consent, connivance, or neglect of a director, manager, secretary, or other officers of the body corporate, a person purporting to act in the capacity of a director, manager, secretary, or other officer of the body corporate, or a person assisting in the management of the body corporate, that person, as well as the body corporate, commits the offense against the relevant provision of this act and is liable to punishment specified by the commission of the offense. And then finally, Section 37 provides for regulations to be made by the minister to carry out the provisions of this act. That's the bill. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alain, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody.
Great news. Bronx Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Explore a beautifully preserved 1930s Bahamian colonial home on William and Shirley Street, filled with antiques, collectibles, rare coins, stamps, furniture, vinyl records, and pieces from the Windsor Hotel. Join our private auction Friday, December 5th, 1 to 5pm. Register for $50 at bahamasliquidation.com or WhatsApp 557-2522. Enjoy early catalogue access, complimentary drinks, and a private house tour. Then don't miss the free public auction Saturday, December 6th, 10am to 5pm. Card payment only. Delivery available for both events. Register now. Baker's Estate Auction. Preserving the past, one treasure at a time.
It's a holly frosty Christmas with Wendy's and Coca-Cola. This holiday season, you can turn every meal you upgrade into a chance to win. Purchase any large premium combo, like a juicy Dave single or a delicious Asiago Ranch chicken sandwich, for your chance to win cash, tech prizes, gift cards, and more. So visit your neighborhood Wendy's, where great tasting food meets holiday magic. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Olang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We've got just a few minutes left in the show. Let me tell you what is exhausting. What can be exhausting. It's not exhausting to me now because I understand some things, but what can be exhausting. So you take the time to go through the bill as I did, right? And of course, you could read the bill for yourself and you could go through it in more detail yourself, right? I want to read some comments for you. I want you to read, listen to this now. Is that the same paper that Mr. Bain read last night? Well, I don't know what Mr. Bain read last night. I really don't. I know that that's the bill that the government is putting before Parliament that I read. This text says, do we have more legal than illegal persons in the Bahamas? We need to increase fees for long-term permits with a 5 years limit. The legal must exit and resubmit outside the country. Okay. Do we have more legal than illegal persons in the Bahamas? What does that mean? So you mean like all my children, all your children, all the Bahamian children, if you add all of them together, all of the persons who've been given permanent residency or spousal residence, or people who have been given citizenship, do you mean, are there more of them than illegal persons? I believe so. So listen to this. This smuggler's bill smacks of appeasement to the Trump administration's hardline stance on illegal migration and border protection. Either way, we become a part of the solution or be part of the problem. You hear that person? It smacks of appeasement. Of what? Okay. This text, as I say, leave it to the professionals. Leave what to the professionals? What is that? Leave what? What is that? You don't mean reading the bills, eh? Because who are the professionals? The bills are written for lawmakers and for the citizens of the Bahamas. What do you mean? What professionals? I don't understand what you mean. This says, Z, how are you? Tell me, is there any hike on work permit fees? We have traded our country for cheap labor. And what you all don't see yet is what you all get for failing the struggle of our precious ancestors who are rolling over in their potter's graves in disappointment. Okay. So, first of all, have work permit fees been hiked? They have been increased. I don't know by this administration, but over the years, they have been increased. Secondly, we have traded our country for cheap labor. Do you know we have minimum laws in the Bahamas? Do you all know that? So you can't pay below a certain amount in the Bahamas because the laws require you pay a minimum amount in this country. Legal or illegal, it don't matter. You are breaking the law if you pay a non-Bahamian or legally resident in the Bahamas less than minimum wage. And that's the same thing you're paying Bahamians who are in at that level. And most Bahamians and those persons who are legally working in the Bahamas earn more than minimum wage, most. Okay? They say, and what you all don't see, what you all don't see, what you all can do? Who's the y'all? What? We don't see our ancestors turning over in their graves. Bro, do you be in the graveyard looking in the caskets to see what your ancestors are doing? You'll stop. So this says, so basically, listen now. I just read the bill now. Listen. So basically, let's just open our country to all terrorist countries and say there's nothing to fear. Be safe by being safe. And say kumbaya and pray everything will be okay. By the way, a young Haitian man was stabbed and burnt under a bed right here in the Bahamas, and it's circulating on social media. What am I supposed to do with that? Tell me. Right. So what I tell my colleagues on radio sometimes where we really fascinated by what we read and hear.
I say, you know, the best you can do is speak to the community of the reasonable. Because the truth is, the truth is, like if an astronaut spoke to me in their colloquium, I'd be ignorant as hell, not know what they're talking about. Physicists, ignorant as hell. Even in economics, there are some levels of economic speak that I will not understand a word they're talking about. I just don't know. There are some people in this country, honestly, their reasoning ability, their intellectual prowess really robs them of the ability to absorb some of this information. That's just the truth. So the best you can do is speak to those who can understand, who will wish to understand, and move on. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. This says, it seems as if the bill is confusing human smuggling with human trafficking. Human trafficking meaning a victim who may have been kidnapped and transported to a different country for this human smuggling, whereas a person who paid for transport to a different country. I agree that 100. The biggest confusion for me in this bill is that the bill does not seem to indicate, at least not directly, doesn't seem to come out in any really firm way, that the smuggled person was a participant, could have been a participant in the smuggling. They just treat the smuggled person, it seems, as a victim. And I don't understand that. Prime Minister Lang, listening as usual. The immigration fee has been increased under this administration. For example, scale one, I did not know. I didn't know. So it says the immigration fee has been increased under this administration. For example, scale one, president, CEO, project manager, immigration fee is now $16,275 per annum. So there you go. Question, will immigration fees hike? Answer, yes. You see what that fee is? $16,000. They're paying that cheap labor. You know, government of the Bahamas. You could give people this information, tell them how many executive permits or this permit. I know, but you're anyway. We plumb out of time. God bless you. You all have a great evening, afternoon. God spares life. We'll be back again with you tomorrow. Take care.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road. Can't proclaim this is
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.